Time to go beyond the playbook. Talk some Bills football with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. The Bills are 4-2, a four-game win streak. Those are all great things. And before we talk about Sunday's game, this is a great time now to put the Bills' record into perspective going forward.
I guess as WBFO's resident sports realist, I think the Bills fans should be excited about their impressive turnaround. But absolutely no one should get too far ahead of themselves. I'll spare everyone the details on the history of impressive starts, only doused with late-season failure. Now that I slapped the cautionary warning on today's show, Bills fans should get a little excited about future prospects. And to put that into some perspective, let's take a look at their chances based on the analytics website 538 that uses a formula, taking into account wins, losses, margin of victory, strength of schedules, number of other factors to rank teams and predict their playoff chances. Well, according to their metrics, the Bills are ranked as the sixth highest rated team in the league with a 72% chance of making the playoffs. Now, remember, these metrics are fluid each week. Right now, the Bills are sitting in a playoff spot, albeit with 10 games left to go. So fans should enjoy the rare ride of success and hope that it lasts. And by the way, 538 does give the Bills a 64% chance to win this weekend at Miami. But then again, we all know that the game isn't played based on analytics, and anything can and often does happen as a Buffalo sports fan.
All right, that's a great way to lead us into the next segment of Beyond the Playbook, and that is, what about this week's game? How do you see the Bills in Miami playing out?
Yeah, after that rosy outlook, the Bills are facing a number of hurdles this weekend, unexpectedly, and each one of those hurdles has the word injury written all over it. Latest reports have the centerpiece of the Bills' resurgence, LeSean McCoy, hurt with a hamstring injury suffered in practice. To say this is significant is an understatement. As I've said before, and I'll say again, he's the Bills' best player by far and away this season. If he can't go, Bills are looking at Mike Gillisley and the aging Reggie Bush to share the workload. Not a pretty picture. Beyond McCoy, Marcell Dareus is still likely to be out, and even wide receiver Robert Woods, who's done a solid job stepping in for the injured Sammy Watkins, is also battling a foot injury. On the bright side, one of the major strengths of this recent Bills run is entirely intact, and I'm talking about that defense. Mm. They'll have a great opportunity to continue their excellent play this week as they face an embattled quarterback for the Dolphins in Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill, if you're a Dolphins fan, you got to be like somewhat okay with his yardage. But what's alarming is through six games, he's only thrown six touchdowns to seven interceptions. The Bills, they're going to want to keep the pressure on to make sure this isn't the game that he turns his season around.
Okay, so with those injuries, we're not necessarily sure who's going to be on the field for the Bills come Sunday. So all that put into place, who needs to have a big game for the Bills?
Let's start with the obvious. The guy I look to week in and week out to take that next step forward. We all know who I'm looking at, and that's you, Tyrod Taylor. I do hope he's an avid WBFO listener.
Sure.
But this will be his week, will it? It could be. And the Bills are potentially going to really need him to take on that larger role and to make up for the injured lineup on the offensive side of the ball. But the guys who really need to potentially step up is the entire offensive line, and not because they played poorly. They've actually been quite good this year. But they don't have the lightning speed and the change of direction abilities of LeSean McCoy. They may look to another subtle and maybe not very sexy area of strength this season, and that's their power run game. Had a lot of success moving the line of scrimmage for consistent 3 to 5 yard gains, even when McCoy doesn't have the ball. Again, may not make for the most exciting of performances. Definitely could be a major component in winning the game based on field position and suffocating time of possession. And on the defensive side of the ball, again, not looking at one guy, but the entire unit. That's the defensive line. Being aggressive in the pass rush against Tannehill is going to be important, but they have to strike the right balance in making sure they protect the line of scrimmage. As you can bet, the Dolphins are going to try to repeat their running performance from last week when offensive player of the week, Jay Ajayi, say that name five times fast, ran for 204 yards. It's been his only real standout performance of the season, but it'll be enough to keep the Bills' defense honest, at least early on. I do like the Bills' chances in this game, but not setting up to be the type of easy game that it looked on paper. So on to that hot Miami field we go.
All right, and of course, we go on to our next Beyond the Playbook. That comes Monday morning when we check out what happened on Sunday with the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you too, Jay.